Welcome back to Sports Day. Hayes and I have been doing our chase for charity, raising as much money as we can. Our chase for charity, thanks to Greyhounds WA. We'll give you our tips shortly, but we have Steve Withers, who is joining us here on the program to talk about his dog, the very, very exciting Tobby Shelby. Welcome to the program, mate. How are you?
Yeah, great, boys. I fought the red right hand. Might have got a run there.
Just tell us about Tommy Shelby and your dog and exactly how its career has unfolded.
Yeah, look, he's a pup that we bred here at home out of his mum that we used to race. It was really exciting. And he sort of exploded onto the scene and really taken to it. And yeah, he loves what he does and he's pretty good at it.
He's very good. Won 8 from 9, and he ran second the time he was beaten. He goes around on Saturday in the Puppy Classic over 5:20 at Cannington, race number 4. He's got the fastest heat coming in, so she's clearly going to be one of the favourites and should win.
Yeah, we've been ganged up on by a few of the other Manelli boys. They've stacked the numbers in their hearts. He's got it going on, hasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly has.
Yeah, look, he's a chance. It's a really good race, so we can't afford to make any mistakes. We'll get picked up pretty quick. It's just what happens when you get the higher grades. But hopefully we get an opportunity just to get going. And if he lets rip, he really lets rip this dog. He's pretty exciting.
Tell us about the name. I understand Tommy Shelby. I haven't seen the series, but Peaky Blinders. Many people love it.
You're gonna have to book a week off and just binge watch it, Hayes. It's a good series, mate. Yeah. Yeah, that's where the name comes from, is the man. So we're very lucky that we got the name, and the dog's, I don't know whether the name made the dog or the dog made the name. We're still working that one out, but a couple more scotches, we might have an answer for you.
Dog made the name, I reckon. Now, if it all goes well, the Perth Cup, that would be a very nice cherry.
How exciting would that be? Yeah, that'd be the dream, just to go in it, just to make the final. We're only a small team, so for a dog like this to come along, he's a once-in-a-career sort of a dog for me. To have an opportunity in a race like that would be fantastic.
You had a good winner on the 19th of February. When was that? A couple of days ago, wasn't it? Or earlier? Hang on. Yesterday.
Don't even sure being on the phone to you guys.
Jumbo Jet had a win yesterday. Is that right? At Cannington?
Yeah.
Not a bad dog.
He would have told all and everybody, David Shorty, he's in that dog.
So, is he really?
He didn't tell us.
He didn't tell us. He gave us nothing.
Surely he would have tipped it to you.
No, he said absolutely nothing. It's unbelievable. In fact, he's away this week, so maybe that's why he's off celebrating. But you do have another one going around at Mandra called Kenya Bandito racing for you. Any chance?
Yeah, he goes. He's a sharp little pup too. He's got a really nice win record, and he's got a fair bit of speed, and he's suited out wide, so he can cause a bit of trouble if he gets going. Yeah.
You mentioned before you've got a small team. How many pups would you have operating at one time?
I've only ever got 10 here at the one time. Yeah, it's a pretty boutique team. We sort of run from home and try and focus on quality than quantity.
Do you think you'll ever get another one like Tommy Shelby?
Oh, I doubt it. You get the dreams are, but he's in an elite category, especially for me. So he's probably a once-in-a-career dog, yeah.
And how many runs do you give the dog? You know, do you give him a break, a spell, you know, so to speak, or do you just keep going?
No, it's entirely up to him. When he's happy and he's healthy and there's nothing wrong with him and there's a race there for him, then he can go around. But yeah, he lets me know. He's a pretty smart Rick. He knows what's happening. So, it's entirely up to him when he goes around.
So Kenya Bandito and Tommy Shelby, sounds like we should just have an all-up on those two, you reckon?
Better check with Shorty first. He's a master of the tips, isn't he?
No, we've tried him a couple of times in our chase for charity. It hasn't worked. We've had better strike rates just going ourselves. And we're going to do it again tonight too, Carl.
Good on you. Well, thank you for your time and good luck. We hope you win.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Good on you. Steve Withers in our chase for charity, thanks to Greyhounds WA racing against motor neurone disease. Okay, now he's just basically said, Hayes, we should be jumping on his dogs. Are you going that way or who are you going to tip?
No, I'm sticking with what I had. Mandra, race 4, number 2, our adventure, because that's what we do, Carl. Every night, every week, we have our own adventure, 25 each way there at Mandra.
Right, and I have gone race 7, number 6, Cindy's Oliver, $50 on the nose.
Oh.
Right on the beak
we
for
both
Cindy's
missed last
Oliver,
week, didn't we?
We did. We've actually had a dry spell the last 2 weeks, so we need to get back on our bike. Maybe we should have had something in the all-up on the two dogs that Steve just told us about. But anyway, our chase for charity, let's hope we can do it this time. And on this day for Barron O'Day, because little things are everything. In 1963, Neil Harvey and Alan Davidson play their last test for Australia. Barron O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments, because the little moments are everything. That's what we've got time for. Tomorrow, Hayes is away, but Adam Papalia will join me for what will be another busy day in sport. Of course, our girls will be heading into their first World Cup clash. That'll be underway against India. And we will preview what will be a very, very busy weekend of sport here from 6 o'clock tomorrow.